Monday with the head of the UN's International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, to discuss concerns about Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. Here's VOA's Jeff Custer.
The visit is the second time IAEA Director General Rafael Mariano Grossi has visited Europe's largest nuclear power plant, and the first visit since September 1st of last year, when he established a permanent presence of agency experts at the southern Ukraine site. From his official Twitter account, Grossi posted pictures of his meeting with Zelensky, saying he and the Ukrainian president had a rich exchange regarding efforts to protect the plant, and the IAEA chief pledged his agency's full support. Grossi said Zelensky also led him and his team on a tour of the nearby Dnipro hydroelectric station, where the president showed them recent damage suffered to the dam there. Grossi said the station is an essential part of the system that sustains nuclear safety at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky met with British actor Orlando Bloom in Kyiv on Sunday. Bloom, who is also a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador, arrived in Kyiv over the weekend and visited Kyiv's suburb of Irpin. During his visit with Zelensky, Bloom said he was struck by the courage of the Ukrainian people.
So encouraging. Yep. I mean, in so many ways, to see just the remarkably stoic nature of the people of Ukraine. And of course, your messaging that I think is reflected in their courage and in their determination and in their perseverance and resilience.
There has been another school shooting in the United States. Officials responded to a private Christian school in the southern U.S. city of Nashville, Tennessee, Monday morning that left multiple victims before police, quote, engaged the gunman, leaving the suspect dead, local officials said. The shooting happened at the Covenant School. This is VOA News. Islamist militant attacks in southern Burkina Faso have raised concerns that young people across the border in